Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm trying to figure out who's in, who I just let in there. Oh, that's Connie. Okay, never mind. All right, well, welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Cross and the Crescent Discussion Group. And we are going to have some fun tonight. And what I mean by fun, I mean we're just going to sit back and relax. We're not going to do anything too terribly intense. We're not going to be talking about the historicity of Islam. We're not going to be looking at the Sunnah. Well, we are going to be looking at that, I guess. But we're going to be doing things that are kind of fun. So if you're Chris Claus and you are in the chat, we need Chris Claus to come into the studio because Chris Claus, we need another player, Chris. Or Darcy. I say Darcy was here too. What we're going to do is we're going to play a game of Jeopardy, and it's going to be called Islamic Jeopardy. I was going through trying to come up with some ideas for this evening, and one of the things that I had come across was a website. I don't have it up anymore, but what it does is it questions, or it says 50 things. What does it say? 50 things Muslims don't want you to know. Don't want you to know about Islam. Don't want you to know about the Quran, the Hadith, the Sunnah, the Sirah, things of this nature. And, you know, we handle that pretty much every show that we go to. There's Chris. Hi there, Chris. We handle that at just about every show that we have. And so I thought, you know, tonight let's just play a game with this. Let's just have a little fun. And as I was making this game, because you can go in and you can make templates for this game, I thought let's play a game of Jeopardy. You all know what Jeopardy is, do you? You guys there in chat?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, are you any good at Jeopardy, Chris?
No, not at all.
Well, you just might be good at this because this Jeopardy game, hold on, let me pull it up here. See if I can pull it. Where did it go? There it is. Okay, we're going to play now. Click play now. Hold on. I don't have this up on the screen, do I? Okay. How many teams? Okay, let me put this back here. I want to okay, so we're going to have four people. Do you want to play in buzzer mode? I don't know what that means.
Have to buzz to do the answer.
No. Okay. We don't want to do that. Choose four team captains. I don't want to do it this way. How am I supposed to do this? Go back. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Play fast. Okay.
I was just in the chat for a little bit. I'll just talk a little bit. Why I wasn't in here at the start while you're getting that sorted out. But, I just got off work roughly about an hour ago.
Oh, sorry.
I just come home. I got cleaned up after work. I got to go and get me and my son fur and whatnot. It's my turn to cook tonight, so I think I'm going to probably cook at KFC or Subway.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan right there. Okay, so if I could go out and get me some – uh-oh. Oh, no. Okay, I just I had emailed John Isaac, and his Facebook evidently got disabled for Okay. Let's jump back over here. Danny, who is this? This is Darcy came back. Okay. I'm going to figure this out. Let me go back to my email. Team, here we go. Open.
This isn't fair.
No, it is. Why? Why is this?
We're going against Darcy and Connie.
I know. Those two are like bosses. They're bosses.
They're going to win.
Darcy's a powerhouse, I tell you.
Okay.
I think both of you are. It's gonna be a good run to see who's gonna be first and second here between Darcy.
I love you too, Chris.
Okay. What happened here? No. Save and continue. I think I got it now. Okay, wait a second. Islamic Jeopardy. There we go. Save and continue. Please enter. Oh, come on. There we go. All right, there we go. And hold on. I got this. Okay, it's I'm almost there, guys.
That's all right. I'm long winded. I could just keep talking about anything. You don't know that.
It's not fair. I just had it up. Play.
Think what you have to do, Eric.
This is hurting my heart. Okay, let's have four people. No buzzer mode. Okay, so let's have... Oh, my gosh. Auto select. Let's just do auto select. How to play. Select a question by category and the dollar amount. Start game. Okay, here we go. All right, so we have orange, onion, Mila, and can you guys can't see that, can you?
No, because you don't have that.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. All right, so.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, so the game of Jeopardy. Now, as the host, I have to tell, I can hear you. Who's there? Danny.
Oh, that was me. I was just reading the Summa Cajona.
Yeah, okay. So here are the categories. The categories tonight are Summa Cajona, Mother's Day in Islam, the Quran as told by an illiterate, Aisha and Wives Gone Wild, Infidelity Awesome, and Hands, Head, Arms, and Feet. Have you ever played that game, Hands, Heads, Arms, and Feet, where you got to touch your hand?
Yeah.
Heads? Okay, that's the category there. So what we're going to do is I'm going to allow each of you to select a category, and if you answer the question, you will get the amount of money. So I'm going to start with whoever's on the left side of my screen right now, and that is Dr. Critical Thinker. So you're going to have to select the category. Issa, are you with us tonight? Are you playing? Issa, you have to play. Issa. Issa.
Issa,
come on.
Get that mic on.
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll just take his money and he'll sink further in the hole.
We'll split it up. Okay.
All right.
Let me have the Summa Cajona for 100.
Okay, the Summa Cajona question. In Islam, Quran 228, for legal matters other than rape, a woman's testimony is worth how much compared to a man?
It takes two women to one man, so I'm going to say half.
You got to answer the question in the form of a question.
What is?
There you go.
What is half of the testimony?
Okay, what is half of the testimony? And, here we go. What, how do we answer this? Half of a man. Very good. All right. So, Kufar, Dr. Critical Thinker, got 100 points. All right. Connie, let's see. Continue. There we go. Connie, select a category and an amount.
Feet for 500.
Hands, head, arms, and feet for how much? For 500?
Heck yeah.
Oh, that's all right. All right. Go big or go home. All right. Leaving Islam often results in death. What is leaving Islam called?
What is apostasy?
What is apostasy is exactly correct. So Connie gets 500 points.
The little cartoon guy's on the bottom is not showing our score.
I know. I'm not doing that way. I'm just writing it down here because if I do that, I'll mess it up. Because you got one guy that's an orange, another guy's an onion, another guy's a – what is that? A Mila. Then you got some dinosaur-looking thing, a Patasaurus.
I'm the onion because I love onions.
No, you're too late.
Onion girl.
Okay, so the next one is Chris. Chris, pick a category.
This is for all my – male Christian brothers out there, I know we want to go 500 for Aisha and wives gone wild.
When I was making all these categories, I laughed myself silly when I made up that category. All right. How many wives did Muhammad have sex with in one night while taking only one bath? All of them. Is the – you no, in the – what is all of them? All right. So, oh, I need help. All right. So, okay. All right. Where is Isa? Isa, are you there, sir? Isa, you have to come up on mic in order to play if you're going to be in chat. What do I have to do here?
How you doing, Mr. Eric?
That's not working at all. Isa, you need some help. All right, let's go ahead. All right, John, you go ahead. Pick his category. Dr. Critical Thinker, you're up.
So let me see. I'm going to be brave. Let's try. The Quran is told by the IQ of Einstein for 500.
All right. The Quran is told by an illiterate for 500. The question is, where does the sun set according to the scientifically accurate Quran?
Spring.
Okay, what is a muddy stream of water? You are exactly right. So Kufar gets 500. He's up to 600. Chris sitting at 500. It is your it's Connie's turn. I didn't mean to skip you. All right, go ahead, Connie.
Okay, the hands for 400, please.
Hands, head, arms, and feet for 400. The Quran has 114 chapters. What was the last chapter written that cancels all other contradictory verses? No, there's no time. Well, you got 30 seconds. You got 9 seconds left, I guess. Yes, you do.
Sorry, I said it without my mic. I'm sorry. What is Surah
9? Exactly right, Surah 9. You are on it. Way to go. So how much was that, 400? So Connie is up to 900. 900. She's whooping you guys.
I done already told you who's going to win this one. It's either her or Darcy, but Darcy was freezing up.
Yeah, I know. That's... She's going to have to fix that. Okay, that's the first I ever heard her talk. What a sweet lady. All right, let me see here. Who's up? Who's up? Okay, Chris, you're up. Select a category. You guys are just making me laugh. Oh, this is fun.
Infidelity in Islam.
Okay, infidelity, awesome. For how much?
Five,
let's go. All right, the Quran, Hadith, and Muslims often refer to Jews and Christians as which two animals?
I don't know the second one. What is a pig?
Is one. And?
What is a donkey?
Does anybody want to steal? Who wants to steal?
I know what the second was.
Bing, bing. Bing,
go.
Bing.
Go.
What is the pig? Go ahead, Eric.
No, go.
Do I choose that?
No, go.
Okay,
yeah.
What is the pig and what is the ape?
Okay, monkeys and pigs. Very good. Yep. So Connie gets another, what was that, five or four?
That was five.
Golly. All right. I hope you... Okay, Connie, I'm going to let you know we pay in Monopoly money here. We don't really send real cash.
We're spending it at a key.
Okay. All right. Isa. Is Isa there? Isa. Isa is still sitting at zero. All right. Dr. Critical Thinker, you are up, sir.
You know what? I'm going to go for the Sunnah Kahuna for 500.
Sunnah Kahuna for 500. Allah, through Gabriel, to Muhammad, didn't allow Muhammad's 10 widows to do what?
What is don't marry?
And remarry. Very good. That was 500, so Dr. Kufar, phobia is up to 1,100. Connie is at 1,400, and Chris is in third place with 500. And it is Connie's
saying
turn.
Third's better than saying third.
That's Issa's in last because he is even in playing, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
Mother's Day in Islam for 500, please, sir.
Mother's Day in Islam. Did you know every day in Islam is Mother's Day?
I know, right?
Okay, chapter 4, verse 34 in the Quran allows Muslim men to do what to their wives and their sex slaves? Think of... No, hold on. No, would you, let me give you a hint. Think of Farmer John. Farmer John. There you go.
To scourge or be... To plow them. To till them.
In the form of a question, please.
What is till them?
What is till them? Oh no, you were right the first one.
Well, of course
I'm sorry. Okay, all right. I'm gonna give you. I don't have the answers in front of me. All right, so that's another 500 for Connie.
Why you always need women on your panel?
I'm gonna have to have somebody to keep me straight. All right, so it is Chris's turn. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm gonna go back to my winning ways, and we're gonna go to Asian wives gone wild.
Asian wives gone
wild. And we're gonna hit up for 400.
Oh man, I don't have that up on the screen. I'm sorry. All right, good. All right, Aisha wives gone wild. Divorcing prepubescent girls is allowed in the Quran. When did Muhammad divorce Aisha?
What is when he died?
He never divorced Aisha. He died. No. There is an old scumbag and never allowed the poor little girl to marry again.
Yeah.
Okay, so 400 is 900 for Chris. So Chris has got 900. And Dr. Kufar Phobia sitting at 1,100. And Connie, of course, is robbing the bank with 1,900.
I'm going to go for my favorite,
the Sunna Kahuna for 400. The Sunna Kahuna. One of Muhammad's sex slaves, by definition, rape is implied as slaves, can't refuse. Mary the Copt gave birth to Muhammad's son who died in infancy. What was the name of this illegitimate child out of wedlock?
Who is Abraham?
Man, you are tight. Look at that. You know, when I was looking at that, I said, nobody's going to get it. Let's just bury it in the Sunna Kahuna and, you know.
Is it Abraham or do they spell Abraham?
I think they spell it with the I.
Okay.
Yeah, you're probably, yeah.
I think
you're right.
Excellent.
That's okay. I'm seeing a look at everybody in chat. Looks like everybody in chat is having $5 a sign. Okay. What does Darcy say? Saying that name. Oh, that's right, Darcy. Yeah, you keep us accountable for that. Because we ain't even going there. Okay. Who's up? Is it Connie's turn? Connie.
Yeah.
Connie, you're up.
Yeah. Infidelity awesome. 400, please.
Infidelity awesome. Now that's like infidel is awesome, but I just said infidelity. That's good. That's a little play on words there. Okay, in Islamic law, a man can divorce his wife by uttering which three words three times?
isn't it like tack, tack, tack or something like that?
Talak, talak, talak. But what is that?
Yes,
what is
talak,
that?
Talak, talak.
What is that translated in English?
My ex-husband told me that. You're not my wife. You're not my wife.
Okay. I'm sorry. It is I divorce you.
Oh, okay.
I divorce you.
Well, that's what a Syrian Muslim told me. You're not my wife.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Michael have it. Yeah, okay. Okay. Oops, salad. No, that's not it. Salad. What do you mean salad? Okay, divorce. Okay, so do I take away money for missing a question?
I don't know what you had to do here because you didn't let us deal.
Okay, you're right. All right, you're right. Okay, so we're just going to...
I was just saying we just leave it the way it is.
All right, we're going to leave. All right, next one, next time. Well, I was thinking... No, I knew what the answer was because I'd written it, but that's okay. All right, so let's just pretend I did not make that error as the host. All right, who's up? Chris.
Can we pretend that I didn't make my error also?
Yeah, I didn't take the...
No, don't do it.
Okay, I didn't, yeah. Yeah, okay. Here. Okay, Paul's a fellow teacher, and he knows the deal. Just classroom rules. We can make it up as we go along. All right, Chris, you're up.
So this one's for Paul. This one's for Michael. Again, all them guys out in the audience, I know the girls don't want to hear this one. Give me Aisha and his wife, or the rest of his wives, gone wild for... We'll go
200. All right. Aishan wives gone wild, 200. Muhammad waited 3 long years to have sex with Aisha when she was how old?
What is 9 years old?
That is 9 years old. Is correct. Way to go. Chris got, that was, yeah, I know. That was a bit long. I mean, you think about that. I mean, think just, and this is why when, gosh, I get, people say, oh, you're an Islamophobe for calling, I mean, Muhammad, you know, this guy called Muhammad a scumbag. How dare he do that? Well, what do you call somebody who marries a 6-year-old little girl and then consummate it when she's what? Hold on. What? She's 9 years old.
Actually, Eric, we actually have an answer for what you call people like that. Remember the that person on another Islamic channel? He called him a pervert.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we even got the
team on. That's right. Yeah, we did. Okay, so 9 years old. 9 years old.
Does he get a score?
Yeah, he gets. Yeah, well, he was absolutely right. So he gets. He's 9 years old. He gets $200. So he's up to 11. All right. So what?
I just got to point this out there. We had Aisha into the text. Aisha bint Abu Bakr, and she says, I approve of this. So even Aisha approves of this, you Muslims. That would be the mother of you believers.
The mother of believers,
yeah. Into the text, and she said that she's okay with this game.
That's, oh, who is this? Oh, that's, who is this? Is this Aisha?
I wouldn't lie.
Who is she? I approve of this. Yeah, who is this person? Is she just somebody that... Thank you. It's Aisha. Okay. All right. I'm not going to guess who that is. All right. Whose turn is it? Okay, the Dr. Kufar Phobia. All right. Pick a category.
Yeah.
For 400. Okay, the Quran is told by an illiterate for 400, and the answer is many verses in the Quran conflict, so later written verses nullify earlier written verses. What's this called?
What is abrogation?
What is abrogation is correct. All right, so that was 400.
I was going to say, what is the dumbest term in Islam?
That's good. That's good. All right. So who's up?
Can I give my turn to Rad? I want to give my turn to Rad.
Yeah, Rad, are you there? Well, is Rad going to be able to come up on mic? I don't know.
I'm here.
You are? Yeah. Okay.
Can you give my turn?
So,
and if he makes it, I get those points.
So how is the Rad Dad? Is he going to be okay? Or?
He's resting comfortably.
All right, good.
He's trapped his arm, which is on a blood thinner, so that's kind of ridiculous.
Ouch.
Yeah, all right.
Did you fall down, baby? Did the baby fall down?
I know. He did.
He did. Okay. All right, so Rad, pick a category, because Rad and I was telling this, you know, I was telling Rad about what we were doing tonight last night, and he didn't really think it was all that funny. He said it was a great idea. All right. I'm like, dude, this is hilarious. Man, we are having a ball. All right, pick a category.
The Sunna Kahuna.
Mother's Day in Islam for 400. Okay. Aisha, 69, married at 6, deflowered at 9, said, I have not seen any woman suffering as much as the believing woman. What group does believing woman refer to?
Who are the Ansari?
Who are the what?
The Ansari.
Oh, the believing woman. Yes. Muslim women. Yes, the Ansari. Happy Mother's Day. There you go. All right. That was 400. So Rad gets 400. Do I have to give that to Connie?
Give it to Connie. That's fine.
All right. I'm going to give it to Rad because Rad might catch up. Y'all might – these questions might get harder. Okay. Who's next?
That'd be me now.
All right, Chris. Your turn. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to let Rad take my turn, but I'm going to pick the category and the number or the value for him. Okay, Brad, you good with that?
All right, the higher value, the higher the harder the question. So just, all right, here we go.
Well, we know what Brad wants. Aishan wives come wild.
Aishan wives.
Yeah.
For 300, all right, radical moderate. How old was Muhammad when he had sex with Aisha, who was only 9? Hint, think 69. 6 times 9.
Put, I'm going with 4 years older than the apostate
of mom,
a.k.a.
Kenny. No. Okay. Hold on. Okay. You were not here. You were not here at the beginning of the show. We have, what's the word we used where we're not?
You have to put it to a question.
No. The name.
Yeah.
We're not allowed. Yeah. We're not going to do that. Okay. So what did you say?
Bloody Mary, mom, 4 years older than he was, which is 54 years of age.
Okay, and? All right, so Rad nailed it. Way to go. So you're up to 700 Monopoly dollars, and we are now at... No, hold on. No, Issa. Issa's not here. I don't know what he's doing. That's right. He might be driving and he doesn't want to have to multitask.
Just before you ask, Kufar, or sorry, Critical Thinker, because he changed his name all the time, like Connie, and I can't remember asking Connie. I'm calling him Kufar Bogus. All I want to say is I'm happy that we don't have some of the people in the chat here, because Gedalia, if Gedalia was in here, she'd be up there.
She'd blow us all away.
Yeah, she'd have been up there too. She had every answer right.
Okay. Oh, I tell you what. What I'm going to do is I will make, I don't know, if we just do this once a month and then we kind of step up the rigor. That's a little
educating.
Once a month. Well, you know how long it takes me to make this thing? I mean, it doesn't, you know, you just can't do this like that. Yeah, it's a website. It's a website they use to create it, but you have to go in there and you got to copy, right. So it takes some work.
Gedalia would blow us out. She's the top of the mountain, man.
Okay.
She's awesome. I've known her for many years.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, she admits it. She knows everything.
I am a know-all.
Yeah, knows all, Ben. Yeah. Okay. Whose turn is it?
That would be me.
All right, Dr. Critical Thinker. The Sunna Kahuna for 300 is, in Islam, a son's inheritance is how much larger than that, than the daughter's inheritance?
What is two times?
twice as large is the correct answer. So that was $300. So that is Kufar is up to $2,200. He's past Connie. He just passed Connie. Connie, what are you doing? All right, where is the Rad? Let me go back here. All right, Radical Moderate, it is your turn. Pick a category. For 100, okay. Hands, heads, arms, and feet. Oh, man, I make myself laugh. Okay. When Muslims kill non-Muslims, they are guaranteed to go to heaven. How many Virginians, they are always reflowered after deflowering, are awaiting them?
Virginians, or you mean virgin?
Oh, I don't know. One of the other. Does it really matter?
I'm pretty sure all the Virginians I know would not be happy. Never mind. We're not going to get into that. Anyway, okay. I'm
going to
go with, who are the 72 transparent
OCOs? Yeah, okay, 72. All right, Rad, you're up to 800.
Bone and marrow are sexy.
I know, that's just...
Apparently so. That's it for you, man.
That is just... Oh, is it? Okay. Well, I thought... You know what it actually is? It's supposed to be raisins. I thought somebody has even said that it was raisins.
Yeah, I've heard it. No, that's the raisins heads. No,
I mean, could you imagine the level of disappointment if this was actually true?
I've got a perpetual hard on, and I'm getting raisins.
That's just.
Well, if you get the raisins, you're not getting the perpetual hard on.
No, because it does say you get the eternal erection without the Viagra. I'm just saying, dude. You know, I'm just saying.
All right, okay. All right, okay. That's just all right, okay.
Actually, like 70 years of CIMG.
Okay, let's just get away from that topic. All right. Okay, who was that? That was Rad. That was Rad. Connie, you gave Rad his your turn, right?
I did.
Okay, so now we're up to Chris. Chris, pick a category. Infidelity awesome for 200, and the answer is Muslim men are allowed to have sex slaves according to the Quran. These sex slaves are referred to as possessions of the... What is the right hand is the correct answer. So that was that 200 or 100 that you got there? That was two. It's okay, 200. So Chris is up to 1300. Way to go. All right, so the next one, Isa, not here. All right, Rad, take your turn.
It's John's turn.
Oh, okay, well, all right. I was just trying to help Rad out because he started it. But it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
No.
I'm
going
to give Rad my question again. I'm going to give it to Rad.
All right. We'll go with Dr. Critical Thinker. You are up. The Quran is told by an illiterate for 300. The answer is, how long did the angel Gabriel relay messages from Allah to Muhammad from the Quran?
What is
23 years is the correct answer. Way to go. Man, you guys are good at this. Look at this. You guys are some beasts.
Yeah, he said no. Well, 22 years.
Well, it is 22 years because it was from 610 to 632.
Hold on. All right. No, I'm checking. Let me check. I'm going to check.
No. You're wrong game for one. Secondly, we can't play the game like Muslims. Come on.
All right, I'm giving. How much was it? That was 300.
I
300. All right, so you're up to 2,500. All right, Connie, go.
Okay, I give my points to Rad. Go for it, Rad.
Rad, your question.
All right, let's go with Mother's Day and Islam for 300.
Under Sharia law, women convicted of adultery can be buried in the dirt and killed by which method? Hint, Muhammad sentenced a pregnant woman from Gamid to death this way after having the baby.
What is the new baseball in Islam that is called stoning?
Stoning, rock to sleep.
Yes.
The apostate imam.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. All right. Do you think we know that in Afghanistan, you've seen the videos from Afghanistan where they still, I guess they're going to be doing it again now that the Taliban are back in charge. But can you just imagine?
No, you silly kufarofa, you silly Islamophobe. This is the new and improved Taliban 2.0. They're kinder, gentler Taliban. They are now our allies in the war against terror. They are fully supporting us, dude.
Yeah.
Our new allies, dude. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I just, you know, when you see the, they had, I told you guys a couple shows ago that there was a video that they put out. I think it was on Robert Spencer's Jihad Watch, where, you know, the Taliban are back, and what they're doing is they're stoning a boy about 15 years old, stoning him. I mean, he's literally screaming, covering up. And I was going to show it, and I thought, you know what? Last time I showed like something like that, you know, you get reported for graphic violence or whatever it is, and you know, you just don't want to see something like that.
Under Islamic law, the actual stone, the actual rock, cannot be too small as not to cause pain, and cannot be too large as to cause instant death. No, so they want to prolong the suffering, dude. And here's even the sadder part. Even the apostate imam has actually said this is a blessing, because it is better to be punished for your wicked sins in this world by the shedding of your own blood. He didn't say that part. He doesn't make that connection. That's over his head. But either way, there is the shedding of blood, of your own blood, for these wicked sins, okay? So therefore, you will not be punished in the afterlife.
Right.
Because they have no blood atonement. They have no substitutionary blood atonement. So they have to pay for their own wicked sins by the shedding of their own blood or by the severity of the punishment. And I'm sorry. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, as long as you pay that price in this life, that sin will not be held against you in eternity. That's the philosophy behind it.
But what they don't get is, okay, we are called by a higher standard, especially men. If we so look at a woman lustfully, we have committed adultery in our
life. Absolutely. Right.
Now, I'm sorry. When I was, even now as a grown man, I mean, that is a horrible thing. Well, not, I shouldn't say a horrible thing. It is a natural thing, but at the same time, you know, to look at a woman that way, it is wrong. But could you imagine a teenage boy? I mean, when you're like 12, 13, 14 years old, you know what I mean? Forget about it, dude. That's any young woman or woman that walks past, you know, that gets into your view. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, and those are, you know what I'm saying? So in other words, they're paying for one sin of this adultery, this illegal sin, this illegal sex. But what about all the others? They're not paying for that. It's not perpetual. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I'm wondering if you get caught stealing. I mean, hack my hand off because I don't want to pay for that sin in the afterlife. Really? I mean, there's no consistency. Yeah, there's just no, there's no consistency there. I mean,
Especially now, you can chop somebody's hand off, you can teach them how to use a computer. You can come up with things, to get around that handicap. You know what I mean? And plus, you know, you can give them a false hand, so on and so forth, a bionic hand, whatever. But back in the day, okay, if you chopped off someone's hand, you have just sentenced them to being a beggar for the rest of their life or to continue thieving because they cannot work manual labor. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So, no, it's just the perpetuality of this crime. Everything in Islam is just wrong on every single level. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, we have somebody in the chat that is calls himself the Muta Marriage Counselor. Okay, you guys in chat. There you go. Okay, I don't know who.
I told you my story, right?
What story?
I told you guys my story, right? Seriously, when I was dating a Shia girl when I was in my late teens. Okay, she actually had me sign a contract. She was a Shia girl. She actually had me sign a contract in Arabic. I didn't know what it was. So I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. Basically, it said that I would convert to Islam and I would marry her and take care of the child. Seriously. And we were actually technically married, as far as she said, okay, when we did the deed. And I was like, you know, 18, 19. I'm like, sure, baby, whatever you want.
Wow. That's, yeah. All right. Well, sometimes we shouldn't share some experiences on live streams, but that's okay. I know. Okay, whose turn is it? Oh my gosh.
John.
All right, Dr. Critical Thinker, we're back to you. I know we're hands, heads, arms, and feet for 300, and killing of women for the crime of getting raped to maintain the family honor in Islam is called what?
What is honor killing?
What is honor killing is correct for 300. Way to go, John. All right, where'd we go? Yeah, I know. That is pathetic. If you look at there was a recording of two girls, little girls down. It was down in Texas, Houston, Texas, as a matter of fact. And their dad was a taxi cab driver. I can't remember the girls' names. And he had shot them both. And they called 911. And there's a recording of that call. And they asked, "Well, what are you doing?" And she's like, the one girl's like, "I'm dying. That's what I'm doing. My dad just shot me."
I found that on the internet. Yeah.
I'm going to trump that call. During the Holy Land investigation, I thought it was Chicago, but it turns out it was St. Louis. They had the whole house wired for sound. And they recorded this dude from CARE, or whatever it was, and the wife. You know CARE, that Uninvited Co-Conspiracy, whatever, in the Holy Land Foundation. No, this is this investigation, okay? They murdered the husband, the father, the wife, and the older son, okay? They recorded the murder of the 14-year-old daughter, okay? And they recorded the mother saying, just be quiet, just be quiet, just let it go. It's okay, it's okay. And she was screaming, "No, please don't." And then you hear her because they were strangling her. Okay? And no, you can look this up. This is all recorded. This is recorded on FBI surveillance. Okay? On recording. Not video, but on recording. Because they had the whole house wired for sound. Okay?
Why didn't they go in and stop it? I mean, was it...
No, okay. Well, see, that's what, you know, you would ask. But no, these are recordings that they just make. And then they go back and they have somebody come and document it. You know what I mean? Okay? So in other words, there's nobody monitoring the actual recording. They're just recording for 24 hours or 8 hours or 12 hours. And they have an FBI agent come in and do the transcribing. But as soon as they found it, but that is the thing, because they did not report it because they had a bigger investigation. But later, I think 6 or 7 months later, when they finally pulled the trigger on busting this dude, or maybe a couple of years later, when they finally pulled the trigger on busting this dude, they actually then also charged him with the murder of the daughter. Okay? No, that was the thing. That they had to give, I think some, you'll have to, you know, we should do a show on this. I'll have to look this all up because maybe I'm mixing things up. But they definitely recorded the murder. Nobody was monitoring the audio collection. It was in St. Louis. The guy did eventually get charged with murder. But when the FBI comes in case you don't know, when they come in and they do the sneak and peek warrant, they do the monitor, they do the wire for sound, and now high-definition video, they don't have somebody sitting there like you see on the wire where they're watching it all the time.
Like in a van across the street, right.
Exactly, because most of the time your life is boring. I hate to tell you, okay? All right? No, but what they do, but they have it on background, so they can go back. If they learn something that you did something like on day X, okay? Well, hold on, let's go back to day Y and Z, and let's see if they talked about it. You know what I mean? And then they'll put somebody on it, okay? So, yeah, I think that was the case. This recording stayed buried because nobody paid attention to it for a while. And then when they were starting to review it and document everything, that's when it came to light. And I realized, wait, where's the daughter? She hasn't showed up. You know what I mean? She didn't show up for school. She's not there because they had all, you know, photographic evidence. Well, all of a sudden they disappeared. And the family said, well, we sent her back to Palestine. We sent her. This is a horrible thing. And again, this was a care-sponsored charity.
Right.
Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, CARE and them Hamas holes. Okay, whose turn is it? I lost track.
By the way, I am stepping away.
Hold on. Paul Sutliff's in the room. Hold on, Paul. I was going to say, what did I do with that?
I put this honor in my book, The Cancer of Civilization.
Yeah, if you guys don't know who Paul Sutliff is, he's the host on the Thursday show for the Global Patriot Radio Network called The Sutliffian Report. Paul and I are... our paisans.
Can you write us that book name? I wouldn't mind buying that.
Yeah, The Cancer Civilization Jihad. Yeah, he's also read a couple other books. Okay, Paul.
Can you put it in the YouTube link for everybody else to see? YouTube link. YouTube chat.
All right, The Cancer.
Not our private chat.
Cancer Civilization
Jihad. That would be a great book.
Cancer of Civilization Jihad.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, Paul. All royalties will be, or half of the royalties. Anyway, no. Paul said he's going to put the Amazon link in. Yeah, great book. Okay, and he even called me about, there's a part in here that I don't want to brag. Paul wrote the book.
I'm not bragging.
All right, let's go back to the game here. Whose turn is it? Is it...
was John last?
I think so.
Was Cooperphobia?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go for it. Infidelity Awesome for 300, please. Sir.
Infidelity Awesome for 300. The answer is, how many male Muslims in good standing are required to witness a rape to prove rape in Islam?
What is four?
Four perverted voyeurs who actually saw the raw naked truth. Cell phone footage is not allowed. There you go. Exactly.
Yes. I mean, for four there watching, that is right. They're perverted.
I mean, how can you do that?
I know, right? If one person sees them, he's jumping off her. Right, or she's jumping off him, so there would not be any witnesses.
Oh my gosh! When you think of
being perverts and spies.
Number one. If you are watching a rape, why aren't you stopping it? Why are you watching it? That's the first question that a man has to answer for. If you are watching a man do that to a woman, why are you watching? You're either sick pervert, and therefore you are complicit in it, or you have no soul, or you're not a man. I mean, that's just the way it is. You're a bunch of sissified. Anyway, yeah,
They've lost their soul. They have a soul, but they have lost their soul unto the world.
Well, that's the dumbest rule. That's got to be the dumbest rule. And then, if you're a woman...
Wasn't it Muhammad trying to protect Aisha because she did commit adultery?
That's right, yeah. And Ali... And this is why you had those wars, the Battle of the Camel, but this is where you had, she never forgave him for that. I guess I don't think I would forgive him either, if it was not, okay, what does Paul say? Here we go.
There's no forgiveness in Islam.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when it comes down to it,
yeah.
There's no true forgiveness, so anyway.
Okay, who's up? Whose turn? Connie, your turn? Or who? No, that
was. No, I hope you gave me my points.
Yeah, you're down to 1,100. I'm kidding.
Right.
No, you're at 22.
Chris was after me. So
yeah, Chris
still here?
Chris bailed. He had to go cook supper at KFC. That's right. All right. So it's Issa. No, it's Issa's turn. Issa. Issa, no Esta Issa Aki. So let's go to Rad. Rad said that he had to step away, but he's not here. So we're gonna have to go with Dr. Critical Thinker.
You know what? Okay, John, go for it.
There's only two that don't have anything except 200. I'm gonna go for the hands, the heads, the arms, and the feet.
Okay, hands, head, arms, and feet. Little nursery rhyme. Okay, in March 2002, in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, how many schoolgirls were forced to burn alive as they weren't allowed to leave because they weren't wearing the required outer garments as they were escaping a fire? They weren't allowed to leave a school building. Do you remember how many there were?
I'm going to go, what is all?
Oh, you should have picked me with that one because I actually know the answer.
How many is it, Rad?
117, I believe.
No, it's not that high. It's not that high.
Really?
No. No, 14. 14 of them.
14? I thought it was
117. No. But think about that for a second. These girls are running out of a school building that's on fire, and then they're ordered to turn around and go back into the school building and get their hijabs because they don't want them to come out of the school building uncovered.
Wow. As if those hijabs weren't already burned by the fire. Hello. Hello.
You know, Islam's not the smartest tool in the shed.
It's not.
Tool.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's just
14.
14. Wiki says 15. All right. Well,
wow.
It wasn't 117. I know that. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm in Chicago. I'm taking a weekend in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Silly you. Okay, Rad, your turn. Let me put this back up here. All right. 14 were burned alive. Go ahead.
All right. So the Sunnah Kahuna for 200.
The Sunnah Kahuna. Sunnah Kahuna for 200. In which very wealthy Islamic country are women not allowed to vote and not allowed to drive?
Oh, I'm going to go is what is Saudi Arabia?
What is Saudi Arabia? But, you know, that's kind of, I think that's...
But didn't they change that?
Yeah, I think they did.
They can drive as long as there's a man.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I'm going to have to change that question or the answer to that question.
And you know what they say, why they can't drive.
Why is that?
Okay.
Because it causes sexual immorality.
Parents, they'll remove their children. 5, 4, 3, 2,
oh my gosh.
1. Because they claim that it tickles their clitoris as the engine is revved up and they're driving. So they shouldn't be driving because they get sexually aroused. Bullshit. I've been driving since I was 16, and that has never happened.
I thought it was
the vibration
of the car.
Yeah. Okay, Eric's face is turning red, but that is it.
What happens if the same sensations aren't in the car seats, in any other part of the car?
No, they can ride in the back of the car, they can ride the pads and just say forget about it.
You know, that's a good point. That is a good point. Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody knows the revving of the car while they're sitting in the seat.
Okay,
yeah,
Okay, look at Darcy hits it on the head. They're banned from driving cars and participating in earthquakes. I think that's what she meant. No earthquakes for you. We won't have any of that shaking around. You stay away from them tectonic plates.
Darcy would have won this hands down, man.
Yeah. Okay. Whose turn is it? Is it Dr. Critical Thinker's turn again, or?
Yeah, I think it is.
All right, go ahead. Pick a category.
I don't see any.
Oh.
Yeah, show us the screen, sir.
Stupid man. All right, go ahead. Okay, the Quran as told by illiterate for 200. Chapter 2. The cow, moo, verse 223 allows men to have sex with their wives and rape their sex slaves. Women are referred to as what?
What is your tilth?
What is a tilth? Man, you hit it right out of the park. Way to go. So let's put you up. That is got to be about as, I mean, if you think of women in that regard, I guess maybe having burkas on women is a good idea, putting them in a tent. Because if that's the only thing that you can think of when you encounter, I mean, I just, go ahead, Red, you were going to say something.
If I lived in Islamic country, okay, and I was married, okay,
what do you mean burqa fried? They would
burqa fried. They would wear the full burqa. They wouldn't wear the sexy abaya.
For you. Okay, whose turn is it? It is Connie's turn. Pick a category, ma'am.
Okay, infidelity awesome for 100%.
Infidelity awesome. The question is, Allah ordered Muhammad to marry the strikingly beautiful woman named Zainab bint Jahsha that he saw earlier in a revealing and sexy Kemsay? What is that? Is that like a T-shirt thing or something?
Lace and panties, I'm thinking.
All right. Okay. Who was this relative?
Who was his daughter-in-law?
His adopted son's wife, yes. Who was his daughter-in-law? So that is one. Was that 100? 100 for Connie. Connie is up to 2,300.
No, wait. We should give an explanation on this because of this. Because Muhammad lusted after his, there is no distinction, biblically speaking, between an adoptive son and the natural born son. They are grafted in. And this This is key to our salvation. Because we are grafted in because we are adoptive children. We are adopted and we are grafted in to the direct line to Christ, okay? All right? Okay, no, this is key. This is something that Muslims do not understand, okay? That they cannot comprehend the role of adoption in Christianity. In other words, if you adopt a child, that child has full rights not just in the name, but in the inheritance and in the bloodline. And nobody can challenge that. Nobody can say, you know, even if you have natural-born children can say, this is not my brother. That would be a sin. The natural-born child cannot say to the adopted child, no, he has no right to inheritance. He has no right to the name. He has no right to anything. No, that would be a sin for the natural-born child to say that to the adoptive child. Okay? All right? They don't have that, okay, because of Muhammad's lust. What they do have is a form of a really bizarre form. They call it adoption, but it's not. It's really basically perpetual orphanages. They can't take the name of their adoptive family. They can't take the inheritance of the adoptive family. They can't take the bloodline of the adoptive family, and that is a horrible, horrible thing. Okay, it really is, because they are not part of the tree. They are like fruit that is not even fruit that has fallen from the tree, because they're not even of the same tree. In other words, when you adopt a child in Christianity, you adopt them, you make them part of your family tree, period. And no one can challenge that. No one can say, this is not my son, this is not my nephew, this is not my niece. Okay, and if anybody was, you defend that to the death, okay, all right, because that's the way it is. I'm starting to get emotional because my sister, has adopted and stuff like that, these are my nephews, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Exactly.
But that's something Islam does not have, okay? They have basically perpetual orphanages. I mean, they kill a bunch of people, they make orphans because they're good at doing that, and they keep them perpetual orphans, you know what I'm saying? All because of Muhammad's lust for the sexy chick that greeted him wearing
a see-through rope, according to Gedalia. Protestant believers,
okay.
Yeah, he's what does he say here? He's dogging her out for her, what was it here? Because she put rope instead of robe. Anyway, yeah, don't be wearing them see-through ropes when you answer the doors.
And Gedalia said that she was his cousin.
Yeah, that's sick.
You see that?
That's
Man,
even worse.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's perversion on top of perversion.
Pattern of conduct for all time. Yeah, and this is one thing that when we look at adoption, human beings do something that the rest of the animal kingdom, if you will, I don't like using that term, but I will in this case, doesn't do. We will do the most beautiful thing is that we will take a child who's not wanted or whose parents are not able to care for them, or parents have died, and give them a family. Give them, again, Brad was talking about not just giving them a family, giving them a home, giving them structure, but giving them your name. And making them part of that family. There is nothing more beautiful than that, than in humanity, than to do that for a child, especially a child who's lost everything or maybe neglected or have been suffering in one home or another. There's nothing more beautiful than that. And then to do that, just like you guys said, because of your lusts, evil. Okay. Okay, listen, disgusting, evil, whatever we want to call it, it's just something that, in Christianity, you know, we're adopted into the family of God. We're adopted into Judaism, grafted into the vine, if you will.
Yes.
And it's sad to think that, you know, that they don't understand that. They don't have any concept of that. All right, let's get back to the game.
Well, because it's satanic. You know, it's perversion. It's perverting the gospel, the beautifulness of the gospel.
Yeah. You're right. It is a perversion of the gospel. All right. Let's go back. Whose turn is it?
I don't know. I guess it's me, right?
Is it John?
John, all right.
Kuphophobia.
Dr. Critical Thinker.
Dr.
Critical Thinker.
Mother's Day in Islam.
Mother's Day in Islam. the most hilarious category I could think of. Some Muslim women tried and failed to prove rape and were convicted, jailed, or killed for which crime?
What is fornication?
I don't remember. Adultery. Is that the same thing? Can we say fornication as adultery?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll get now. All right. Listen, hold on. Hold before you guys get so generous. Let me just read the scores for you right now. All right. So Connie, you're sitting at 2,300. Chris, who bailed on us, was at 1,300. Rad's at 1,300, and now Dr. Critical Thinker is at 3,000.
Well, give it to him because I know all of Rad's correct answers also goes to me.
All right.
According to Jonathan A.C. Brown, one of the apostate imam's favorite scholars, although he doesn't read Jonathan A.C. Brown like I do, there is no such thing as adultery. There is no such thing as rape. There is no such thing as fornication, in Islamic law, It is all zina. Which is illegal sex, So this is where Muslims will play the semantic game. But under what I'm talking under pure Islamic law, there is no category for this. There's no category for adultery. There's no category for fornication.
Fornication.
Well, no, there's no category for this under the Islamic law. There is no category for rape. It is all illegal sex. Now, where they do break it apart, is whether you are married or have ever been married, and whether you are not married or never been married, For instance, if you are married or have been married and you have sex outside of the perverse Islamic sexual code, if you're a male, male, female, if you are married or have been married, and you have sex outside of marriage, then that is considered zina, That is punishable by stoning, If you are not married, or never been married, and you have sex outside of the Islamic sexual code, then that is considered something else. Actually, no, I think it might be considered fornication. They don't call it fornication. I forgot the term for it. But then you only get flogged publicly with 100 lashes. And if you are a male, you get exiled. You get thrown out of the town and sent to another town to go screw somebody else's daughter. You know what I mean? In another town, this is their justice. Okay. All right, and if it is a slave, not that you own him, but somebody else's slave, and you have sex with that slave, then it's just property damage, and you got to pay the pip his due, So that is the difference, And I have to be clear on this. It's basically a semantic game, Because they don't... In other words... There is no legal category for adultery. There is no legal category for rape. It is just zina, illegal sex. You had sex outside of the Islamic norm. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, but it's just sick is all. That's all. It's just sick.
It doesn't make sense, but it is their rationalization for this crap, They play this semantic game, and it's just like, are you kidding me? Really? Anyway.
No, that's all right. That's what I was kind of planning on doing is when we would answer these questions, we would have these little mini discussions here as an aside once we got done with them. So whose turn is this?
Let's see. What do we have? Mother's Day in Islam for 100, please.
Okay, Mother's
Day. Sir Alex.
Okay, Mother's Day. Female Muslims can only marry Muslim men. Muslim men can marry anyone, Muslims or non-Muslims, and are allowed to marry how many wives?
What is four?
Four wives. They can marry up to four wives.
That's not the answer. It's two and three and four, which makes nine.
That's no. Well.
You may marry two and three and four. It's not two or three or four. It's two and three and four.
So what are you going to, you going to marry them all at the same time? Or
nine.
No. Muslim
men can't marry non-Muslims.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. No, that's not true. No, you're wrong on that. But no, you are right, but you're wrong. No, Muslim men can marry Christian and Jews and Zoroastrians.
Right.
They cannot marry Hindus. They cannot marry pagans. They cannot marry atheists, etc.
Okay, look, like this is the website that I got it from. They got a picture of a puppy on here, so you just got to consider the source.
The puppy.
Eric,
I'm
the subject of two, three, and four. That's an interesting thing. But I mean, seriously, I mean, yeah.
CP says that. It's two and three and four.
Well, yeah.
Two and three and four.
Okay, how would you like to attend that wedding?
Hold on. Let me just finish up. I would agree with that if you were to apply logic to the crowd. And mathematics to the Quran and linguistics to the Quran, because that is how it reads as far as I understand it. However, that is not how any sect or any cult of Islam that would seriously say that. In the Orthodoxy, it's a maximum of four, but Muhammad, well, obviously, that's the fact of him, obviously. But see, here's the beauty of this, Connie. It doesn't matter. All you got to do is say, I divorce you, and that's it. So you're 54 years old, and you marry a 9-year-old, and she grows up and grows older. You know, she gets like 14. Well, clearly that's not desirable. Okay, so then you can say, well, I divorce you because I got three other 9-year-olds. So I got to kick one to the curb. You're 14 now. You've reached your prime. So I want another 9-year-old. So you can like I've said, if you are a male and you have sex outside of the legal restraints, okay, of Islam, you actually deserve to be stoned to death because you have gone beyond the bounds of depravity, okay, in Islam. I mean, seriously, you can have sex with a woman, knock her up, get her pregnant, not be married to her, okay? And, later she gets up the ripe old age of 9 years old, you can marry her and have sex with her. You can, it is...
Yeah, sweet mother marriage, right?
Okay, I'm just wondering how that church music would go instead of "Here comes the bride, here comes the brides." How's that? I mean, which side of the church is? I mean, if you got four families there, who's going to sit on which side?
I used to have a flow chart of when I was really into Tabari. So you can read about the kings and queens and the intermarriage, okay, that was going on in Europe. Okay, during, back then, okay, even up until about the 1800s. I mean, so it's really, really bizarre because you got cousins fighting cousins, first cousins fighting cousins, brothers fighting brothers, and so on and so forth, right? Okay, but if you look at early Islam, they were trading women like baseball cards, okay? I mean, you actually have cases in Islam where the adult son is fighting his mother and step, no, I mean, it is just really, really bizarre, okay? This interpersonal, interrelationship, intermarriage crap that's going on, it would put the kings and queens of Europe in the Middle Ages and late Renaissance and even up to 1800 to shame, okay? Because, I mean, these people, like I said, they just traded women like baseball cards. And this is not on not so much a political elite level. This is on an interpersonal level. The common people, this is what they were doing. Okay, and they still do it to this day. They got no problem with it. Hey, I'm doing my wife. You want her? Go ahead. I'll divorce her. Go ahead. You can take her.
Well, when I look at it, it's how much value are you putting on human life? And when you can treat another human being in this way and then justify it using some sort of divinely inspired verses, quote unquote, there's something definitely wrong with that picture. Okay, let's finish this up. We got two more. Whose turn is this? I think it is
Rad.
Go.
Oh, we got two. Can I take both of them?
I really want
the Quran is told by an illiterate. Let's go with that.
All right. The Quran is told by an illiterate. Allah allowed one person and only one person in the world to marry as many women as he wanted. Who was that man?
Ding, ding.
Yes, there you go. Not you, that's for sure. That's wrong. Oh, I had too much fun with this.
13 wives? I mean, look at this.
13, I think up to 13. I can't remember off the top of my head. Let's do this last question. Let's just move right along. I know, but it's not you. That's the answer, okay? So if it's not you, you don't need to answer or comment any further. Dr. Krufarphobia, Dr. Critical Thinker, it looks like you're stuck. Aisha and Wives Gone Wild. The question is, when Muhammad was 51 years old, he married Aisha. How old was Aisha?
How old is six
years old? Yes. Okay. There you go. Congratulations. 6 years old. So the winner is Dr. Critical Thinker at 3,300. Then comes Connie at 2,400. And then comes Rad at 1,300. All right, I'm gonna pick a question for the what do they call this at the end of the Jeopardy?
The bonus round. I don't know. The lightning round.
It's not the daily double. What's that called? Final Jeopardy. There we go. All right, Final Jeopardy. All right, so let me find a good question here. Here we are. What the heck does that mean? Okay. First one ordered. Okay. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and do this one. Muhammad. We're not going to do that. Okay.
Are you going to show us the question?
I'm just going to tell you what the question is. I can't. Okay. Let's see. I could put it in the chat. Okay, they memorized my translation because Quran was written and not in modern but difficult class. All right, so no, that's not you, that's too much. I'm trying to make something simple here. Here we go. What is the name of the animal that Muhammad rode from Mecca to Jerusalem and then back again in one night? Okay, now, stop. How are we going? Okay, so that's the question is what is the name of the animal that, okay. Now, don't be putting it in chat. I see these people in chat are cheating, too. Stop. Because they're Obama. No, it's not Obama, probably.
Do another question, then.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yes. Dragon. I'm trying to figure this out. Private chat and nobody look. How's that? Can we do that? Do you guys know how to do that? Okay. We're going to put our answers in private chat. So let me find, okay. That's too, well, that's a good one. I don't know if you would guys get that. That's, I remember what that is. Am I right on that? No, I thought it was Zunar. All right, never mind. Okay, here we go. Question is Kron 532 says, basically, if you kill one person, you kill all of mankind. This verse was written by Muslims, but not for Muslims. This verse was a warning to which group of people not to cause trouble for Muhammad. Now, so when you write your answer in the private chat, write also the amount that you're wagering. And no, you can't wager more than you have, Rad. You only have $1,300.
How much do I have?
You have $3,200. Okay. This is where we would play the music.
Da, 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 yeah, how much da, do da, we da. Have?
I told you. I said you got 24 you got 2400, Connie.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So Connie wagered, let's see. Wait a second.
2400.
Okay, Rad, you have 1,300, not 13,000. You're cheating.
That's what I meant, dude.
Okay, all right. So Rad wagers 13,000, of which 11,700 is not wagerable. And he says, what is a da Josh?
The juice.
Oh, the Jews. Oh, my goodness. The Jews. Oh, man. Okay. That went over. And yes, as we have prescribed for the children of Israel are the Jews. Okay. So, Rad, you come up with 2,600. Very good. And we're going to go to Connie. Connie wagered.
The whole thing.
2,400.
I just guessed.
2,400. And her answer was, what is the Jews? And she is correct. So she is up to 4,800. And Dr. Critical Thinker wagered all 3,200. And he said, the Mormons. I'm sorry. I know, I'm kidding. He didn't say no more. He put the children of Israel. So Dr. Kufar Phobia is the winner of the first edition of Islamic.
Technically not be the Jews. Jews come from Yehudi or Judah.
Say that again.
Wouldn't Jews be, because in the Quran it says the children of Israel.
Right, yeah, we prescribe for the children of Israel.
Yes.
Well, hold on. Hold on a second. Yes, you are correct. But the Jews are also from other regions of Israel, because they called Judah because that's where the tribe of Judah settled. But they also had the region of Dan, the region of
Israel. That's the children of Israel.
Right.
Yeah. Israel has the 12 sons, but the Jews are from Judah. Yes. We corrected you.
I see where you're coming with that. I'm just trying to think if you said that the Jews were from Judah. I was just trying to, Jews can be from other places. All right. Okay. All right. I'm willing to be wrong. I have no emotional baggage in that one. I'm wrong.
Israel came from the 12 tribes.
Right. Can you name the 12 tribes?
The Jews. Issachar, Dan, Judah, Asher. Honestly, I can't.
No, neither can I. Most people can't. You know, you got what was the only
Benjamin
was one of them. Then you have the two from sons
Ephraim
of Joseph,
and Manasseh,
right?
Ephraim and Manasseh.
Reuben.
Reuben, yes.
Who was the one that? I don't know. I'd have to look it up. That's pretty bad. You can't name the 12. You know, you can name the 20 baseball teams, but you can't name the 12 tribes of Israel. How pathetic is that? All right, folks, that was a lot of fun. I knew we were going to have fun tonight. I just knew when I thought of this, I said, you know what? This is just going to be fun. We need to get away from all the, the drama mama and get away from, giving a strict critique and, learning all these things about the history of Islam and how it's not there. Last night's class with Dan Janicek, folks, was on this book. Where'd it go?
By the way, Mr. Eric, I don't know if you got my email for that link to your Google Drive.
No. Yeah, I thought I did send it to you.
Not to my email address.
Okay, well, maybe I sent it to your father-in-law's email address. I don't know. Okay,
I sent you an email from Dr. Kuzma.
Yeah, let's see here. Radical slideshow. Oh, no, I sent it to DL. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, send me another email reminding me. I thought I did send it to you. Just send me another. No, let me just make myself a note here. Slideshow, Dr. Kufar.
I'm just saying the game was rigged since I didn't win.
Don't hate, congratulate.
Hey, buddy,
that's all I got
to say. I'll give you my, my space there for you to do your thing there, so.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I did my best, Robert.
Well, you're against me. You're against me. I'm a victim. I got enemies.
Mr. Perrin. Okay, what I was saying is that last night's lesson was on this book, and Dr. Dan Janicek is the one that authored that book. And I tell you what, we're definitely going to talk about what he presented last night. It was just absolutely wonderful. Yeah, John Maskis, Dr. Janicek. Let me write it down. John. I'm doing it. John of Damascus. No, John of Damascus. Dr.
In the YouTube chat.
Jan.
In our personal chat. So everybody else can see.
Hold on, I want to make sure I spell his name right. Janosik. There we go. Okay, right there, Dr. Dan Janicek. Okay, folks, calling it a night. Thank you so much for coming, playing along. People in the chat, you guys are so much fun. You guys are full of wealth of knowledge. I'm going to say, subscribe, like, and then also look for notifications when the show is, and when you get the notification, it'll tell you when we're going to do this again, because this was just too much fun. And I'll try to make the questions just a little bit harder. But see, here's the thing. You guys can Google these things, and I'll never know you're Googling the
That'll be hard to do.
That's
cheating. To me, that's cheating.
Okay, look, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's what I always used to say.
You need to test yourself with Muslims. Actually, family feud.
Oh, yeah.
In Christian kingdom, who does this one better? You know what I mean? They says, yes.
You know, we ought to do that with one of those. One of those.
Come to my clubhouse page. I don't know how everything works on that.
I'll ping you.
Okay, well, Paul Sutliff has some of these questions from Usama Duck Duck, and he says that they're a lot of fun. And we all know what type of sense of humor Usama has. That would be just like, that'd be way too fun. All right, folks, everybody, thank you so much for coming. It's been a lot of fun tonight, and we will see you on Sunday on the Crossing the Crescent discussion group at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Thanks for coming.
All right. God bless you.
All right. All right. Ending the broadcast here and going over to my Blog Talk Radio, folks, and ending it there.